Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone, and greetings in His name, that name of Jesus, and a good evening to all of you. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we're asking you and the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus to come, Father, to take this study and make it yours and not ours. Father, that we can receive what you want each one of us to have, and lead us in what you are asking of each one of us to do as we walk here on this earth for you. Now, Father, we thank you for all that you've given us, for your healing power, for your knowledge, for the Holy Spirit, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything, your word that you've kept safe for us, Father, down through the years. We praise you. Praise you, Father, and thank you. And we do this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be going to Luke chapter 22. And we're going to start out here with a plot against the Lord Jesus. Verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. But we all know what the Passover feast is all about. It is where the Jewish people celebrate the time and the day when God went through Egypt, killing all of the firstborn of the Egyptians. And he had had them to place blood over their door and down each side of the door. And as they would pass through, they would pass by those houses, over those houses, and not the firstborn of the Jewish families. Now, verse 2. And the chief priests and scribes saw how they might kill him, for they feared the people. You see, they want him dead. They don't want him living at all, especially living and teaching. But they are enough that are listening to him and following him that they are afraid of him. 3. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. You see, Satan had entered into Judas. He was the turncoat that would betray the Lord Jesus Christ and lead them to him. 4. And he went his way and commanded with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and coveted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. He was going to be seeking a time to where Jesus would be without all of this crowd of people. They could take him and not be afraid. Really, they wasn't realizing that the one they really need to be afraid of was Jesus himself. And if it had not been for him being sent for that very purpose, he could have gotten rid of every one of them just by speaking it. 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. Now Jesus is wanting to keep the Passover with his disciples. 8. And he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. 9. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? 10. And Jesus said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. 11. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? You see, Jesus knows everything and everyone. He knows where he can and where he can't do the things he wants to do. Now, and Jesus is telling them here in 12, he told them now where to go and what to say. And in 12 he says, and he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. Make ready for this feast, for the Passover. 13. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. 15. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. There he's telling that, and it says he's speaking with desire. I have desired to eat. In other words, really, what he's doing, he's letting them know with intense desire of what he is saying to them. Now, 16. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. 17. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. He's really letting them know his feelings. Even though most don't really understand what he is saying. 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. 20. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. 21. You see, a testament is also a covenant. He's making a new covenant here, not only with them, but it is also with you and I, because you and I are living under the New Testament times, under this new covenant with him. Now, 21. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. You know, may have been that Judas might have thought he wouldn't know. But we see here that he does know and knows who it is. 22. And truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. You know, now, he's even given warning here, but knows that Judas is going to keep his covenant with the high priests and the scribes and all because of the money that he gets from them, which was 30 pieces of silver. 23. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Now they talking among themselves, oh, who's going to do this? 24. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Now, they are discussing about which one's going to betray him, but also now they're more or less in an argument. That's what the strife means, that they're in an argument among themselves, which is going to be the greatest. 25. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. Now, benefactors, this word is an underlying Greek word, appears nowhere else in the New Testament. And he's talking here about the Middle Eastern kings like to rule with an iron hand and then take on a title that enthralled their benevolence. Now, Christians should crave neither such power, nor should we to acclaim such power as that. No. That we don't want. You see, we are the benefactors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We benefit from him. He is our benefactor. And we are those that receive the benefits from him as he takes care of our needs. Now, 27, I'm sorry. For whether is greater, he that setteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that setteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Jesus letting them know he is serving. And yes, really, they don't realize yet the extent of his service. Now 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. 29. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me. 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. What a promise that he is speaking to his disciples. Now, you know, the disciple diligent will not go unrewarded. And we all know this. And he's just told them there. 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, hold Satan. Hold. I'm sorry. I'm going to back up. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Now, he's talking to Simon Peter. 32. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. You see, we are picking up a few things here in Luke that really we had not read in the other Gospels. And that verse is one of them. We know that later he's going to be getting on to Peter. 33. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Uh-oh. There's that bragging part of him. 34. Jesus said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Three times you're going to deny me before that cock crows. 35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? He's asking them this question. And we know, because we have studied that, he sent them out to other cities even and told them not to take nothing with them. Nothing extra at all. And he's asking them here, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. 36. Then said he unto them, but now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. 37. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. 38. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. You see, there in 37 and 38, Jesus is seeking to strengthen them for the bewildering and dangerous time just ahead. And Jesus, sword saying, only in Luke, now results in a quick taking of inventory, which they were two swords that are found. And when one comes into literal use, Jesus undoes its harm. We know because Peter had cut off a servant's ear when they took Jesus, and Jesus healed the ear. And he is not canceling readiness for armed rebellion. Rather, he is stressing the peril they face and the courage they need to muster for the crisis just ahead. You know, It Is Enough is a dismissal of their over-literal response. And Jesus admonished, sought to sting them into alertness, not to institute violence as a means of following Jesus. You see, there's a lot of things going on. And he came out and went as he was wrought to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Now, you and I know that we face temptation all the time. Every day, and some days several different times during the day, that we will face temptation. But we're not to enter into that. We're not to take part of it. We are to tell Satan, Satan, you take your temptation, and in Jesus' name, you leave here and leave me alone. Leave my house. And when you use that in Jesus' name, he has to go. Now, does that mean he won't come back? No. He's going to come back because you and I are the ones he is after. Those that are walking out there with evil and in darkness, he's already got them. But he's wanting you and I because he wants to take us away from God. But he also wants to stop you and I from taking those away from him. And he knows that if we continue sharing the gospel and walking in the word as an example, and they see it, he knows he's going to lose some of them, because they are going to want what we have, and they'll go then to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and change. Their life will change, and they'll become a child of the living God. And he don't want that. Now, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And you see, you and I need to live that very prayer that he made. We need to be making it also to our Father. And I do. Father, if it be thy will, but not mine, but thine be done. That's the way we are to be living our lives. 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, giving him more strength. 44. And being in an agony he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. 45. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. 46. And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. You see, we're not to sleep when it comes to the things of Almighty God. We are to be alert and prayerful about those things and about the Word of God. Now, 47. And while he yet spake, behold a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. He betrayed the Lord Jesus, his master, with a kiss. 48. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Yet he did. 49. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. 52. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and spades? 53. When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your time through this power of darkness. 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. You see, it was the leadership in that day and time of the religion that was after him the most, and the very one that was to pay the price for his betrayal and to do everything he could do to see to his death. Now, and Peter followed far off. You see, Peter now is about to do exactly what Jesus told him. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. That's the first time. 58. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. That's the second time. 59. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. That was his third denial. And then the rooster crowed. Now, 61. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. He's crying now. 63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. 64. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? Everything they could do to ridicule him, cut him down, to mock him. 65. And many other things blasphemously speak they against him. Now, we find that wording a little different in Matthew and Mark, but it meant the same thing. It come out the same way. 66. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, 67. Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. He said, If I tell you I am, you wouldn't believe it. 68. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. You see, he knows they're not going to let him go. 69. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. You see, he's going back to heaven to sit on the right hand of the power of Almighty God. 70. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. He wasn't telling them that. He said, You say I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. No, they didn't, but see, they wanted to bear false witness against him. He didn't say he was. He said, Ye say that I am. Mm-hmm. And we have finished now with chapter 22, and we'll stop here for this evening. And now we're going to be getting in to some really scripture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his reason for being here on this earth and for his ministry. I want you to really think about what we have heard this evening. And I want you to grow stronger in faith I want you to grow stronger and with more desire to learn more from the Word of Almighty God. I want you to give Him praise, honor, and glory because it's all His. And I thank Him so much for all He's given to us, His healing power that works within us and works for us and with us, for His knowledge, for the Word, for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit, and for these times that we can come together to share His Word with each other so that we can grow in knowledge and wisdom and in faith to make our way to heaven and to be with Jesus throughout eternity. And I pray, Jesus loves you, and I pray that you love Him. And the Father loves you, and I pray that you love Him. And the Holy Spirit loves you, and I pray that you love Him, and that you love all things that has been given to us. And I want you to know that I love you also. And I hope that one day we'll all be together in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, there's so much to thank you for, to praise you for. And I pray, Father, for Israel and Jerusalem. I pray that that nation will have peace and that it will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as its Savior and its Messiah. And Father, this land of ours that has grown so, so evil, I pray for it, Father. I pray that all of the evil of our leadership in our government and in our churches can be removed, Father, and replaced with your children. Those that love you, love Jesus, love your church and love your people and love this country and work to put this government of ours back upon the foundation in which this nation was founded, and that being your Word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for those that will hear this Word and those that are part of this ministry, Father, that believes in Thy Word, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy's husband Tom, Amy's son Jacob, James Taylor, Bobby, and Millie Johnson. And to this young couple, Courtney and Shane, that stands in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, work with them. Talk with them and bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For myself, for my wife, my family, and for all the families of each one. We know that we have family members that are walking in darkness. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work with them, speak with them, talk with them, and bring them out of darkness and into the light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I praise you now for everything you've given to me, everything you've done for me. And once again, Father, I make this prayer in Jesus' name. And Father, as we separate now, may we separate in health, in safety, and have a time of rest through the night, but wake refreshed in the morning and be ready for the study of thy word again at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This is my prayer now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. I pray that you have a good evening and a good night, and that you walk knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you are one of his children. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.